Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Johnny Van Fleet. He's the head mechanic for the City of Hobart's Public Works Department. Johnny, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, you know, Johnny, we've worked with you for probably 6 or 7 years now. And, you know, we just really use you as the alternative fuel experts. And so we're just so proud of all the things that you've worked with to make Hobart really the green city.
And thank you.
So, you know, Hobart has embraced alternative fuels for years. So what sparked that interest?
Well, Lake County being part of, Hobart being a part of Lake County is a non-attachment area for air quality. And Hobart has wanted to improve air quality, what we can, where we can. So we explored alternative fuels, and that seemed to be one of the biggest creators of cleaner air.
Sure. You know, Johnny, as a head mechanic, you're more than a head mechanic. I mean, your title says it, but you're involved with so many things on making things operate and things fix. And I know a lot of times what happens is, you know, when we work with, folks that they're, you know, you've always embraced alternative fuels just because it was changed. It helped with air quality. But, what would you say to another fleet that potentially is engaging at looking at alternative fuels? Why did you embrace it so much?
Well, one, we're not afraid of change.
That's true.
You know, we'll try anything once. And as far as going with the alternative fuels, it just seemed the right direction. Doing our part.
Absolutely. You know, working with the mayor, working from top to bottom, it's wonderful that you've not only embraced compressed natural gas, you've embraced electric, you're looking at other alternative fuels, you're looking at solar, you're looking at different things. And it's just so, enlightening to us to get to work with all the folks of Hobart, just because it's just fun, and it's you're like sponges, you're wanting to learn.
Yes.
And it's just been a great experience. So, you know, to all the listeners out there, if you want to learn and hear about some of the great things that Hobart's done, please get in touch with Johnny and the rest of the crew at the City of Hobart.
Absolutely, anytime.
So how many CNG vehicles or compressed natural gas vehicles do you have now, and how are they being used?
Right now we have 5 that are on the road that are being used. One is a sewer cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is a multitasking truck.
Sure.
It has a grapple claw that goes out and cleans up brush and whatnots, and it changes to a salt spreader, and then it could also haul dumpsters.
Mm-hmm.
We have a garbage truck that runs 5 days a week, picks up trash. We have 2 pickup trucks that the foremans drive.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 2 in the works to be retrofitted from diesel to natural gas. So, and then we plan to add 2 to 3 per year from now on.
Wonderful.
To expand the fleet. And we also have an electric vehicle that our event coordinator uses daily for her errands and stuff like that. So
I know the public works staff and the people driving the compressed natural gas vehicles say they prefer them to diesel. So what are you hearing from the staff about these vehicles?
The staff likes it because, one, the engine noise is hardly anything, and there's no smell.
Sure.
No smell, no black smoke, even like the kids at the bus stops. When they see the garbage truck go by, there's no poof of black smoke.
Sure.
It's cleaner air for everybody. And myself being a mechanic, maintenance intervals are longer, which is less tax dollars, and
everybody wins.
Easier to work on.
Yes. So we're talking to Mr. Johnny Van Fleet. He's the head mechanic for the City of Hobart's Public Works Department. And so, Johnny, we were with you in January when you did the ribbon cutting for your new compressed natural gas station and public works garage.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about those 2 projects?
Well, the CNG station was needed by far. We got into this without the fuel station and had the trucks. Our trucks were traveling 30 miles round trip just to fuel.
Mm-hmm.
It was taking like an hour out of their day just to go fuel up at the end of the day and come back. Now that we have the fuel station on site, one, we're saving an hour of man time.
Mm-hmm.
2, the trucks actually fuel up overnight while nobody's there. So you're even saving time and money there. As far as the new garage, state of the art. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, it's beautiful. It's CNG compliant. Mm-hmm. We can work on the trucks inside. It's larger, so we can more steadily maintain our fleet.
No, and again, I think as you say, is that there's definitely opportunities for growth within the compressed natural gas market, and you know we look forward to working with on some upcoming opportunities. So, how does the use of the CNG vehicles and fuel help the residents of Hobart?
Well, the use of CNG vehicles helps the residents of Hobart because one, the CNG emissions are close to none.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet running. They don't have to hear the loud diesels going down the roads in the morning, you know, first sure. thing. And overall, just the cost.
Sure. And tell our listeners a little bit about that.
The cost, well, like right now, diesel's going for $2.75, $2.85 mm-hmm. a gallon. Last week we computed it. I think we're paying 90 cents a gallon for CNG.
Sure, without any incentives.
Without any mm-hmm. incentives.
Correct.
You know, and our garbage trucks have, the CNG garbage truck has double the fuel mileage as a diesel.
Now, all exciting stuff. So how can people learn more about the Hobart's alternative fuel vehicles and some of your green programs?
Well, at any time they can contact me, mm-hmm. John Dubach, talk to any city employee. They'll touch on it. And South Shore Clean Cities has helped us produce a video that shows our part in clean air and mm-hmm. clean water. And
well, Johnny, you know, in regards to your efforts, you know, we thank you for being that sponge, you know, being great to work with. And again, I know that that offer is there for any community, any organization that potentially is looking
Absolutely.
At moving towards alternative
Absolutely.
Fuels. And, you know, we're just proud to say that we've partnered with you on this, and we're just excited about the future for not only for the city of Hobart, but for the residents of Hobart and Lake County. So
it's been fun.
That will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thanks again to Johnny Van Fleet, head mechanic for the City of Hobart's Public Works Department. And I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks again for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy. Thank you, everybody.